Welcome. Thank you for taking the time to speak with me today. Your work on generative agents is truly groundbreaking, and I'm eager to delve deeper into your research.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to share more about our work and the potential of generative agents.
Let's start with the core concept of generative agents. Can you explain what they are and how they differ from traditional AI agents?
Generative agents are essentially computational software agents that simulate believable human behavior. They're designed to be dynamic and adaptive, learning and evolving over time, based on their experiences and interactions with their environment. Unlike traditional AI agents, which often rely on pre-programmed rules or scripts, generative agents leverage large language models to generate their behavior, allowing for a much wider range of possibilities and a more realistic representation of human actions.
That's fascinating. So how do you ensure that these agents maintain long-term coherence and believability in their actions? What are the key architectural components that enable this?
That's a crucial aspect of our work. We've developed an architecture that centers around three key components: memory, reflection, and planning. The memory stream acts as a long-term memory module, storing a comprehensive record of the agent's experiences in natural language. This allows the agent to draw upon its past interactions and observations to inform its current behavior. Reflection, on the other hand, involves synthesizing those memories over time to generate higher-level inferences and insights, enabling the agent to draw conclusions about itself and others. Finally, planning translates those inferences and the current environment into high-level action plans, which are then recursively broken down into detailed behaviors for action and reaction. These reflections and plans are fed back into the memory stream, further shaping the agent's future behavior.
That's a very elegant and comprehensive approach. Can you elaborate on how you've implemented this architecture in your Smallville sandbox environment?
Smallville is a virtual world inspired by The Sims, where we've populated a small town with 25 generative agents. Each agent has a unique identity, personality, and set of relationships, which are initially defined through a brief natural language description. As the agents interact with each other and the environment, they build memories, form new relationships, and coordinate joint activities. For example, if a user wants to host a Valentine's Day party, they can simply tell one agent about their intention, and the agents will autonomously spread invitations, coordinate their actions, and even develop new relationships in the process. This emergent behavior is a testament to the power of our architecture and the ability of generative agents to simulate believable social dynamics.
That's truly remarkable. You've demonstrated that generative agents can produce believable individual and emergent social behaviors. What are some of the potential applications and implications of this technology?
Generative agents have a wide range of potential applications, from immersive environments and rehearsal spaces for interpersonal communication to prototyping tools and even social robots. They can be used to populate virtual worlds, create more realistic and engaging non-player characters in games, and even serve as proxies for users in ubiquitous computing applications. The possibilities are truly endless, and we believe that generative agents have the potential to revolutionize how we interact with technology and create more believable and engaging experiences.
That's a very optimistic outlook. However, with such powerful technology comes the responsibility to address potential ethical and societal risks. What are some of the key concerns you've identified?
You're absolutely right. We need to be mindful of the ethical implications of this technology. One concern is the possibility of users forming parasocial relationships with generative agents, especially if they become overly attached or reliant on them. We need to ensure that agents are explicitly disclosed as computational entities and that developers are mindful of the potential for emotional attachment. Another concern is the impact of errors, especially in applications where generative agents are used to make decisions that could potentially harm users. We need to develop robust mechanisms for detecting and mitigating errors, as well as ensuring that agents are value-aligned to avoid engaging in inappropriate behaviors. Finally, we need to be cautious about the potential for over-reliance on generative agents, ensuring that they are used to complement rather than replace human stakeholders in design processes. We believe that by addressing these ethical concerns, we can harness the power of generative agents to create a more positive and beneficial future for all.
Thank you for sharing your insights and perspectives. Your work on generative agents is truly groundbreaking, and I'm confident that it will have a significant impact on the future of human-computer interaction. It's clear that this technology has the potential to revolutionize how we interact with the world, but it's equally important to approach its development and deployment with caution and a strong ethical framework. Thank you again for your time.
Thank you for the insightful conversation. I'm glad we could discuss these important issues.